We call this day Palm Sunday. And for obvious reasons. But I wonder if it would be more accurate to call it Turmoil Sunday. Sometimes I feel like there's already enough turmoil in the world without coming to church anymore or for more. Because turmoil is in the news. It's in the air. It's in our hearts. It's in our lives. Today, our world is in turmoil. America is in turmoil. Middle East is in turmoil. And maybe you and I are also in turmoil. Life can be filled with constant turmoil, where heartache seems never ending. Or maybe you come here to the church, perhaps to escape the turmoil in your life and the world that we live in. As I prepare God's word, I can't help but try to go to my friend Google and check what exactly turmoil is. So I click on my computer and Merriam-Webster dictionary popped out and said, here's how turmoil is defined. And I quote, it's a state or condition of extreme confusion, agitation, or commotion. End of quote. Can you see yourself at some point that you are in extreme confusion, agitation, or perhaps commotion? What if Jesus and turmoil are a package deal? After all, in today's Gospels, in the Gospel of Matthew, the text that we are about to read, which I think I have not read yet, right? We're going to read first. See how I'm in turmoil now. So let's go ahead and read it to make sure that we capture really what God has to say to us. Matthew chapter 21, beginning on the first verse. This is our lectionary. So many churches are going to be preaching this from the pulpit today. When they had come near Jerusalem and had reached Bethpage, at the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, go into the village ahead of you, and immediately you will find donkey tied in a colt with her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, just say this, the Lord needs them, and he will send them immediately. And this took place to fulfill what had been spoken through the prophets, saying, tell the daughter of Zion, look, your king is coming to you, humble and mounted on a donkey, and on a colt, the foal of a donkey. The disciples went and did as Jesus had directed them. They brought the donkey and the colt and put their cloaks on them, and he sat on them, and a very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road, and others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. The crowds that went ahead of him and that followed were shouting, Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest heaven. When he entered Jerusalem, and I want you to hear this, church. When he entered Jerusalem, the whole city was in turmoil, asking, who is this? The crowd were saying, this is the prophet Jesus from Nazareth in Galilee. The word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. So here Matthew just said that when Jesus entered Jerusalem, the whole city was in turmoil. I don't think we often talk about Jesus as creating or bringing turmoil. I suspect that's not the Jesus most of us want. But this is the one that we got today in our gospel lesson. Amen? If you notice on our gospel lesson today, Matthew seems does not want us to have this kind of sweet sentimentality or soft opening of the Holy Week. He rather wants us to feel the hard opening of the Holy Week. And maybe exactly that's what we need to hear today. Perhaps this is what maybe the world needs to hear today. After all, he's coming as a different kind of king. Matthew's gospel challenges us to face and enter into the turmoil that opens the Holy Week and ultimately opens our hearts. We will unpack this as Gospel of Matthew continue to unpack this with his message today. That here Jesus is coming from the east. Picture that for a second. He's coming here from the east riding what? A donkey down in the Mount Olives and into the gates of Jerusalem. His supporters go ahead, and behind him, people are shouting, "Hosanna!" Spreading their cloaks and tree branches on the road like a red carpet. And there he comes, Jesus, fulfilling the words from the prophet Isaiah, a prophet Zechariah in chapter 9. And I quote, "See, your king come to you, righteous and having salvation, gentle and riding a donkey on a colt, the foal of a donkey." Those were words from Zechariah, the prophecy being fulfilled. But as we all know, he came not the kind of king that we want, the people wants, but he's a different kind of king. Well, think that for a second as Jesus was there entering into the gates of Jerusalem with a donkey. And then biblical scholars tells us that there's also someone coming in this time from the west, and his name was Pontius Pilate, the governor of Judea, who had been coming into Jerusalem from the west, riding what? A war horse, leading a column of imperial cavalry and soldiers. They're all wearing helmets and gears and armors, carrying what? Weapons. It was a standard practice for the Roman governor and his troops to come to Jerusalem, especially when there are major Jewish feasts, as a show of force to maintain the status quo of oppression and to quell any or put down any kind of uprising. You got Jesus riding on a donkey, and you got Pontius Pilate with his soldiers riding in a horse. Can you feel the tension? Can you feel the turmoil of the Gospel of Matthew's account on Palm Sunday today? This was not a happy procession, right? It is a day of confrontation, a day of choices, a donkey versus a war horse, palm branches versus weapons, laying down one's life for one another, and laying down one's life for oneself. Church, this is not just a one-time historical event that happened in Jerusalem. We see it even today. For today, we are all Jerusalem. The conflict and turmoil are within us, within our lives, within our families, within our communities and neighborhoods, in our nation, in our world. And Pontius Pilate is as real today as he was in the day that Jesus entered Jerusalem. If we really are going to follow Jesus to the cross, then we will have to confront the Pontius Pilate in our lives and in our world today. Isn't that what really Palm Sunday is all about? After all, this different kind of king that has entered into Jerusalem is shaking up our lives. He's shaking up our world. He's turning things upside down. He's overturning all the tables and status quos and making all things new. That's the turmoil that Jesus brings, that brought with him when he came to Jerusalem. And that is the same Jesus that is bringing us today. It's always in opposition to Pilate, Jesus came from the east. The direction of the rising sun and the dawn of a new day. He is the one who came and said, I am the light of the world. But on the other hand, Pilate entered from the west. The direction of the setting of the sun, the diminishing light. He is the one who eventually washes the hands of Jesus. Turmoil Sunday is a clash and a confrontation between east and west, between light and darkness, between life and death. Holy Week is an invitation for us to enter into the middle of that, into the turmoil by which we confront the pilot in our lives and in our world. And I wonder what that means for us today. I wonder if we see Palm Sunday as coming into that confrontation of choices. I wonder if we see Pilate in our lives and in our world today. Who may that be in your life today? I wonder if you see the diminishing light and those things that steal your life. What's the Pilate you see diminishing the light of others and stealing their life? What is the pilot that you see diminishing your life and your community's life? In what ways are you pilot in someone else's life? What are you washing your hands off instead of confronting? What's the pilot that you need to confront today? According to Matthew, the whole city was in turmoil. Asking, who is this? And the crowds were saying, this is the prophet Jesus of Nazareth in Galilee. Yes, it is. But I think there is more to be said. So I want to add a few more things. This is the one God sent because God so loved thee. The world. This is the one who promises, where two or three are gathered in my name, I am there among them. This is the one who says, come to me, all of you that are wearied and carrying burdens, and I will give you rest. This is the one who says, peace I leave to you, peace I give to you. This is the one who says, do not let your hearts be troubled. And do not let them be afraid. This is the one who says, I am the Good Shepherd. This is the one who calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. This is the one who says, I am the light of the world. This is the one who says, I am the resurrection and I am life. This is the one who comes that we may have life and have it abundantly. This is the one who says, I am making all things new. This is the one who embodies the promises of God, who says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. This is the one who says, remember, I am with you always to the end of the age. Friends, the Holy Week is the week of accountability and choices. It is the promise of this week is that each of us, we will have to confront the pilot of our lives. And we will have to make that choice between embracing the one who comes from the east and entered from the east, or the one who entered from the west. All week long, Jesus will challenge the pilots in our lives and in our world today. And he will ask us to make a choice. We will come this week from the east or from the west. May this week really be a week of turmoil as we wrestle between the tensions of life and death tension between Jesus and Pilate. Tension from all of our lives. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, and all God's people said.